Today our guest is a musical guest, but also an actor. If you recognise this music, you're already 50% done with this introduction. In its sixth and final season, it picked up 9 Emmys. That's the most wins ever in a single season for a comedy. And an integral part of the show's success was this guy.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
The show, Schitt's Creek. The character, Patrick Brewer. We say hello, and how have the last few months been to the man behind the character, Noah Reed?
You know, I'm pretty well. The last few months have been very strange, but, you know, there have been some really high points in this whole pandemic for me, and so I'm trying to embrace those. You know, I got married in July. I put my record out in May. And Schitt's Creek won a bunch of Emmys in September, so it's been a kind of a strange time, but a good time in a lot of ways, you know.
We'll come to the music and the TV most definitely. I do want to know a lot about the pandemic wedding, though. I mean, the pictures that I saw on your Insta did look class, so I'm assuming it was still a really lovely day, but obviously not what you had originally planned.
Yeah, I mean, we had to make a few adjustments, as everybody's been having to make in this weird time, but yeah, it ended up being a very lovely, intimate thing. I mean, it was tough to cut about 2/3 of our numbers. We thought we were having a pretty small wedding at like 75, and turned out that wasn't to be. So but you know, it was kind of amazing to be able to do anything at all. And so we chopped our numbers down, and we everything was outside, and we were all able to, you know, get tests and distance and whatnot. And yeah, it was magical to be able to celebrate like that in the middle of all this chaos.
Was it awkward having to say, look, I know you were invited, but due to the pandemic, could you not come?
Yeah, that was wild. You know, sending that email was, it took us a long time to just get the courage up to hit send on that one. But I think one of the funnier things was, like, on the day we were getting married on this beach, this house that my parents own on Lake Huron in Ontario. And there were these people, we were sort of preparing the beach, and there were these people coming down on the beach being like, "Oh, what do we hear? There's a wedding. What time is it? And can we come?" And I was like, you know, I think if I have to tell my aunts and uncles not to come, it would be kind of bizarre for me to invite you. But if you keep your distance over there, you can kind of watch. So
that'd be an amazing explanation to your aunts and uncles who these strangers were in the wedding photos.
Yeah, in all the pictures, yeah.
Just before we move on from the wedding, because obviously we know, well, a lot of couples are in a similar situation. And for couples who have decided to go ahead with their big day and they're going to do the reduced numbers and whatever else and stick to restrictions, would you have any words of wisdom for them, having gone through it yourself?
Well, I would say that planning a wedding is a special kind of torture in general. And in the middle of a pandemic, it certainly can get pretty stressful. But I would say just to remind yourself to keep choosing to do it together, you know, and remind yourself that you're on the same team. I think it's pretty easy to get stressed out and freak out on your partner in moments where it feels like everything really matters. And really all that matters is that you're doing it together and that you want to be together, you know?
It's probably been the perfect storm the last few months for you. And we're not trying to put pressure on you going, oh, you have had a fantastic pandemic. Aren't you great? And we're so happy for you. But what I mean is, Schitt's Creek, okay, it's running massive. Then a pandemic happens. People find it. Then they find you. Oh, Noah does music. Then they find your music. Kind of a perfect storm, or is it as fairy tale as what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, it feels good. The only thing about it is that, like, you know, we've been mostly in isolation, so it's hard outside of like social media. It's hard to really have any concept of that. I mean, so much of this has been kind of, is that, I guess that's happening. I mean, I hope people are finding the music. I hope they're listening to it. I hope they love Schitt's Creek, you know, but I don't meet these people on the street so much as I did, I guess, in 2019, when the show was still sort of bubbling and percolating, certainly in the U.S. And I had just started my first tour in the States in February, and I got about 8 shows into a 25-show tour before we had to turn it around and come home because Tom Hanks and the NBA got coronavirus. So it was an interesting little turnaround there. And I was like, wait, did that all just happen? Or was it some weird dream? I mean, it's Yeah, it's been weird, but you're not wrong. It's been a very nice. It's been a very nice time through all of the weird darkness and anxiety and not knowing. At least there have been some really high moments for me.
We're missing the positive reinforcement from drunk people to if we're doing well or not. That's what we miss, the human interactions.
That's right. A pat on the back and a drunken, boy, I love your stuff.
What's unfortunate as well is that you probably haven't got the face-to-face feedback from strangers on the street about your record either that was released during the pandemic. It's called Gemini, Noah Reid, Gemini. What can people expect for those who haven't listened to it? And what would you say before someone listens to it?
Well, I think I definitely draw a lot of inspiration from singer-songwriters in the 70s. I'm not sure I'm playing to my own generation, but I kind of like having a bit of a modern take on an older form of storytelling. And Gemini is a record, I think, that's about love and connectivity and finding real connections, and also the split of that is sort of isolation and self-doubt and all of the fun stuff that comes with being a human being. So yeah, that's sort of where the inspiration comes from, and I've sort of split it up into the A side is a little more upbeat and feeling good, and the B side is a little more like rainy day. I'm gonna put the B side on. So that's sort of how I've thought about it.
Oh, I like that division because, yeah, now I know, okay, yeah, coming into the winter months here, that's the one I should be going for, because we will have plenty of rainy days here to be listening to that type of music, most definitely.
Totally. A snowy day works too if you're living in Canada like me. So.
Gemini B-side for the Irish market, rain and a little bit of snow, a couple of storms, and then the A-side for the Irish market, summertime.
That's right. No,
this has been an absolute pleasure. We wish you massive congratulations on what has been an amazing 12 months for you between getting married, congratulations, Schitt's Creek, Emmys flying all over the place, and all the people on screens going, ah, another one for Schitt's Creek. Yay. And also the album as well. So thank you for this, sir, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much, guys. It was a pleasure.
Noah's album can be got wherever you get your music. Just search Noah Reid Gemini and it should pop up for you.
The Lift with Tesco. Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.